vote for whom? Let me state from the onset that I will not suggest who you should vote for, nor should I. I have not voted for over 20 years, almost 25. As a captive in an American gulag, I cannot vote. It is therefore inappropriate for me to suggest what others may do. If I were a prisoner in South Africa, which has granted the vote to the imprisoned, it might be a different matter. Indeed, if I were in several European countries, that might be the case also. But I am in America, and it makes little sense for me to do so. That said, I do offer several observations that may prove to be food for thought. Please accept or reject them as you see fit. Ultimately, it is virtually assured that many Americans, perhaps over 50%, in other words, a majority, will not participate in this year's upcoming elections, as they did not in 2000. It is a testament to the decline of democracy that so many Americans feel that a vote is a waste of time and an empty exercise at the dawn of the 21st century. Millions of such people, predominantly young and working class, seem to feel that elections are little more than a lost cause. What is surprising about the current election campaign is the similarities between both major candidates. Both are men of means, from well-to-do families. Both are Yaleys. Both are members of the secret society Skull and Bones. I've seen an amusing cartoon graphic of a sarcastic bumper sticker printed in a libertarian-type magazine, which reads, Bush, Kerry, 04, Republicrat. One vote, one party, no choice. In the bottom right-hand corner, in small, old English-style letters, is written Skull and Bones, and there's the graphic of that, and it says Yale University. It gets a grin out of me every time I see it, for bumper stickers, which are a kind of witty shorthand of oversimplification, tend to do this if they're good. It says a lot about the perceptions of millions of voting-age Americans who really see these things that way and, as a consequence, refrain from even the pretense of voting for what increasingly looks like a single party with two heads. It also encapsulates rather nicely the gist of the now flagging independent presidential campaign of consumer advocate Ralph Nader. To be honest, both men have varying styles and different tones to their presentation. That given, Senator Kerry can by no means be seen as an anti-war candidate. On a recent news program, the Democratic candidate spoke about staying the course in Iraq, a use of terms that flashed me back to the genocidal Nixon years. He said virtually the same thing when he wanted to shore up flagging support for the ruinous Vietnam War. I know that there are many people, perhaps millions, especially those most likely to hear or read these words, who feel in their guts that Senator Kerry is the best possible choice. That arises from the growing ABB crowd, or anybody but Bush. The Senator Kerry of today isn't the anti-war activist of yesteryear. He is, by his own words, a, quote, tough-minded internationalist, unquote, who wishes to stay the course in Iraq, preferably with European allies to split the cost in blood and treasure. Who to vote for? That's your choice. But I just thought you'd like to know. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.